Hey, Derek, you able to hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are now joined by our second place finisher, Derek Crouch, driver of the number 19 Ron Hornaday throwback Toyota. Derek, can you just walk us through your run and what it was like out there at Darlington?
Yeah, in the beginning of the day we were struggling pretty bad. It was mostly, I feel like, track position. We didn't have very good track position from the start, and we were struggling really tight. And we kind of switched track position there at the start of the stage three. We got up to a tenth or so, and once we got good track position and cleaner air, our truck was definitely better, and that definitely helped. And at the end we were able to get to third, and I had a good restart and just kind of got a little bit loose off of two, and Ben was able to get by me.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions from the media for you. As a reminder, if you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. We're going to kick things off with Bob Pockrass. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Derek, did you base that strategy at the end on what Gilliland and Rhodes and Ankrum were doing, just, you know, because those are guys you were kind of racing for a playoff spot?
I mean, they were behind us, so we really, I mean, if they pitted and I didn't, I mean, we wouldn't really have had an idea, because they were a few spots behind us at the time. So we kind of just had our game plan right away. We were going to stay out, and it worked out good, and I was able to get a good restart.
And just your 10 points back of Todd going into the Richmond. I don't know if you have any experience at Richmond or not, but, you know, how do you feel going in?
Yeah, no, I've never been there before, but I feel like I can kind of base it off of Kern County. It kind of has that same D-shaped oval, and just the grip-wise, it wears out, like today at Darlington and also at Atlanta. I kind of grew up racing on those kind of racetracks where the tires fall off, and you got to be able to save your tires for the end of the race, and I enjoy going on those type of racetracks, so hopefully at Richmond we'll have a good truck, and we'll be there and have a good points day.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Marty.
Thanks, Marissa. Derek, congratulations on a great run today, man. Should Darlington be a regular race on the Truck Series schedule next year?
I mean, in the beginning, I didn't really like because how bad we were. I mean, we struggled a lot. And then at the end, once our truck got better, we were able to move around. And it's definitely a fun racetrack to race at. And just track position's huge in these trucks. I mean, the downforce on the front, and you get aero tight really badly. So track position's big, and it was definitely a fun race.
And also, were you kind of surprised to see the top three pit there with two to go headed into overtime?
I didn't really know what to think. I really wasn't. I was really thinking about the restart and what lane to choose, to be honest with you. And then I saw them guys, all them guys pit in front of me. We lined up second on the bottom, and then I just knew I had to hit my marks and have a good restart.
Thanks, Derek. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next one from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Derek, I want to go back to that last restart. You mentioned how big track position was, and it seemed like you had cleared Ben Rhodes before you slid off turn two. Had it not been for that slide, do you think that you would have had him over that last lap and a half?
I feel like it would have definitely been harder for him to pass me. I got loose and kind of just gave it to him, but I feel like if I would have been able to get a good run off of two and just make no mistakes, it definitely would have been harder for him to pass me. I feel like his truck was probably a little bit better than mine, but with cleaner air, my truck definitely handled better.
Thanks, Derek.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take our next one from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey. Casey, do you hear us? All right, we'll skip him for a minute and go to Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
Of course, the regular season finale coming up at Richmond. Tell us how it's been battling your former West teammate, Todd, over the past couple of weeks, and it kind of ultimately comes down to you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely ironic. I mean, we were teammates just 2 years ago at BMR, and he went over to DGR team, and then I'm stayed with BMR and MHR McAnally Hillman Racing, and it's definitely going to be a fun race next week. I'm really looking forward to it, and it should be fun.
Is there anything that from previous races you're planning to learn from to adapt going into Richmond for the first time?
I mean, like I said, the track surface wore out, so it's, the tires are going to wear a lot. And then just kind of the D-shaped oval, it's kind of like Kern County, where I've had a lot of success, and I feel like that'll definitely help me and just go there and learn as much as I can and be there at the end.
All right, thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Bob, did you have another question for Derek?
I did. Derek, you know, some guys in your position after finishing second would be extremely distraught. You know, they'd be like, man, I had a shot to make the playoffs and I just missed it. But you seem very cool and very calculated. Are you fooling us, or is that just your demeanor? And can you kind of tell me what your emotions and outlook is?
I mean, it's definitely going to be nerve-wracking going into the last race with being 10 points out, but I feel like we just got to do everything in our power, and if we end up winning or end up getting in, that's just what's going to happen. And I definitely feel like we had a really good run today at the end, and it's a really good finish, and we can carry this momentum on into Richmond.
Thank you.
All right, and our final question for Derek will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Derek. I noticed today that you were aggressive when you needed to be, especially late in the race. How aggressive will you be at Richmond next weekend and to try to get yourself into the playoffs?
Yeah, and definitely going to have to be aggressive just being where we are in the points. But it's kind of got to be cautiously aggressive until the end if we have a chance to win. So definitely going to have to be smart and make the right choices on if I need to move somebody out of the way. I need to make the right choice and do it good enough that I don't damage my truck or damage the other person. So it's definitely going to be a fun race, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Does it give you confidence at Richmond next weekend that you have Kellen Bellecourt on the top of the pit box, knowing that he's a crew chief that's been a part of the playoffs and won in the playoffs next week?
Yeah, Kevin knows what he's doing. He's really good at adjusting on my truck and making the right changes, and he's got the experience in the playoffs, and he's definitely been in spots like this where we got to go in and run really well at a race before the start of the playoffs. So I really got a lot of faith in him and my team, and they'll bring me a really good Toyota Tundra next weekend to Richmond.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
All right, Derek. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the finish, and we will see you at Richmond.
Thank you.